Our lead story, Iraqis have protested against U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates' visit to Baghdad. Protesters in the Sa'd City district set American flags on fire and denounced the continued U.S. presence in Iraq. Gates' latest visit aims to examine the future role of American forces, which withdrew from Iraq's urban areas last month. Earlier, Gates met with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and described Iraq's security situation as amazingly different to that of his first visit back in 2006. The U.S. Defense Secretary said pulling back U.S. combat troops is paying off. The withdrawal is a milestone in the plan to pull all U.S. troops out of Iraq by the end of 2011.
Handshake.
Well, in the meantime, violence continues in Iraq. At least 10 people have been killed and 42 others wounded in two bomb blasts in the capital, Baghdad. Police say a bomb on a motorcycle exploded near a cinema in a crowded area in eastern Baghdad. 8 people lost their lives and 14 others were injured in the blast. In a separate attack, a bomb exploded in the middle of a popular coffee shop in the northern Baghdad neighborhood of Al-Kasra. The blast left at least 2 people dead and 28 others wounded. Iraqi officials have warned that militants are trying to undermine confidence in the government's ability to provide security in the wake of the U.S. withdrawal from urban areas last month. The Iraqi army has taken control of the outlawed Mujahideen al-Khalq organization's main camp in Iraq. Iraq's military says it entered Camp Ashraf by force after negotiations over a peaceful entry failed. It added that it is now in full control of the camp, which houses 3,000 people. Police say around 260 people were wounded in the clashes, including 60 members of Iraq's security forces. The U.S. State Department says it is closely monitoring the raid on the camp to ensure that the residents are treated in accordance with Iraqi law. The Mujahideen al-Khalq organization is behind numerous terrorist attacks in Iran. The group collaborated with former Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein in his 8-year war against Iran in the 1980s. It is listed as a terrorist organization by the U.S., Canada, and much of the international community.